Christmas. Bah humbug! Who says that? Mr. Ebenezer Scrooge, I thought you'd know. How old is Mr. Scrooge when he is visited on Christmas Eve by the ghost of his dead business partner, Jacob Marley, and then by three other spirits? Anybody know? How old is he? Anyone? Bueller? 50 years old, yet so bitter, so caustic, so dreadfully unhappy. In the year 1845, though, when Charles Dickens published Mr. Scrooge's story in his novella, A Christmas Carol, the average life expectancy in Britain was a little under 42 years. So in those days, Mr. Scrooge was indeed an old man at 50. What does it mean that Ebenezer Scrooge calls Christmas a humbug? It isn't just that he has been in a very bad mood for most of his 50 years. It is that, as the story begins, Scrooge thinks Christmas is a very bad joke, a poor jest, a fake, a hoax, a deceit, and perhaps most of all, not what it is made out to be, not through and through what it seems. These are all meanings of the word humbug in the 1840s. By the time Mr. Dickens gives us Mr. Scrooge in 1845, the English word humbug has been around for nearly 100 years. It first appears in print in 1751. The term humbug started life as college slang among the students at Oxford and Cambridge in the middle of the 18th century. And by the time Charles Dickens introduces the world to Ebenezer Scrooge in 1845, that word, humbug, has become pretty popular and its usage fairly widespread. A joke, a jest, a fake, a hoax, a deceit. Not what it is made out to be, not what it seems to be. Humbug. There's another kind of humbug. You can eat it. Have you ever had one? Anyone? Bueller? No. It's a British hard candy about an inch long, usually with darker and lighter stripes on the exterior. This past August in Scotland, I ate humbugs for the first time. When you pop a humbug in your mouth, it's very minty. It seems to be a mint, a very minty mint. And then if you let it melt, or if you can't wait and you crunch it, you find the center is not minty. The center is regular, hard toffee. Humbug. It isn't what it seems to be at the start. The word humbug and a candy called humbug are both around, shouted, and enjoyed, respectively, by the time Charles Dickens writes A Christmas Carol. The word is not unique to Ebenezer Scrooge, but he is perhaps the first person to call Christmas a humbug. Why is it a humbug? Because, he would say, it's a crock. In the course of Mr. Scrooge's visits, accompanied by the ghost of Christmas past, we learn how old Ebenezer wound up where he is. Because he had lost his parents when he was young, because he then lost his beloved older sister well before her time, because he had lost the love of his life when he chose his career over her, he had come to distrust relationships. People are unreliable and perishable. They change. They die. Money, he decides, is reliable, durable, trustworthy. He put his trust in silver and gold, things he could count and count on, things he could touch, things he could control. The hard work that earned him hard currency also made his heart hard. He is so armored up, he can't see or feel any other reality. The conversion, the Christmas conversion, the change in direction for Ebenezer Scrooge comes when what he values most is changed. It doesn't happen until he confronts his own mortality in the company of the ghost of Christmas yet to come. When the reality that he will die like all these others have died, and that when he does, no one will care or speak a kind word about him, when that sinks in, he wants to know if there's time left to turn things around. That third ghost is a tough customer and won't give an answer. The conversion, the change in direction, the amendment of life, as we say in the Anglican tradition, happens for Ebenezer Scrooge when he wakes up in his own bed on Christmas morning and feels like embracing life and embracing other people for the first time in years. Until he wakes up that Christmas morning, Ebenezer Scrooge has only lived up to his last name, his family name, his surname, which with slightly different spelling, Scrooge, means crowd or squeeze, like the way he pinched pennies and tried to squeeze blood from a stone or fire from two measly pieces of coal. Then this old meanie, Ebenezer Scrooge, sees his own tombstone during his visit with the ghost of Christmas yet to come. And when he wakes up on Christmas morning, he begins living up to his given name, his first name, his Christian name, Ebenezer, which means stone of help in Hebrew. Ebenezer, not a tombstone, but a monument like the one the prophet Samuel set up, acknowledging God's help as the people of Israel defeated the Philistines. Ebenezer Scrooge accepts the help of visiting spirits and this Scroogiest, unhappiest, most miserly of persons has his old heart come alive again. In a great rush of life and love, his heart swells to break open the armor he has built around it over decades of disappointment and depression and despair. It's the same thing that happens 200 years later to the Grinch when his heart grows three sizes on Christmas Day. The prophet Samuel set up an Ebenezer stone so that the people of God would not forget how God came to their aid when they humbled themselves and asked for help. We sing about it in the hymn, "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing." On this Christmas Eve, the story of Ebenezer Scrooge echoes with the Christmas story we have heard from the Gospel of Luke chapter 2, helps us to remember. At Christmas, God humbles God's own self to come to us and offer us help. In the person of Jesus the Christ, God becomes incarnate, takes on human form, a human body, to come among us, to live and die as one of us, to show us God is among us, with us, and for us. And God, in the form of a baby, comes not into a grand palace, but a barn, and is surrounded not by royalty, but by renegades, by plain people exhausted from travel, and smelly shepherds who couldn't get other jobs because of criminal records. Surrounded not by august elites, but by cows and sheep, who give us food to eat and clothes to wear, and, we imagine, by a donkey who has carried a pregnant woman up and down rocky hills while her fiancé worries that her water may break at any moment. Babies still are born in Bethlehem, even as Bethlehem itself tonight is closed up and closed off because of the war all around it. Any babe of Bethlehem born tonight is born surrounded by rubble. Same for any baby born tonight in Kyiv or Port-au-Prince. The work of the Prince of Peace is far from finished. God waits for us still. God comes to us still, bidding us to do our part, even on this silent and holy night. Christmas is a humbug in the best sense. It is eternally a surprise. You think you know what it is, but the inside is different from the outside. How it appears is not how it is completely through and through. You plan for a festive holiday and then get sick. You travel far to see loved ones and they get sick. You don't plan anything and are pleasantly surprised by the love and awe that come around you anyway. You spend lots of money for the perfect gifts, and then the children love playing with the boxes more than anything else. You think your table will be empty, and then someone comes to join you. Christmas is a humbug. Nothing will stop this baby from being born. Nothing and no one. And nothing and no one will stop God from coming to us, each of us, where we are and how we are. And God willing, nothing will ever stop us from celebrating Christmas in this place, as we have been doing for 191 years tomorrow morning. Both Ebenezer Scrooge and the Grinch wind up on Christmas enjoying festal meals, renewing old ties, and making new friends. I'm not sure where the shepherds went for takeout that night since there was no China Garden West, but I'm guessing the people and the animals in that barn had something to eat during that magical, mystical night of birth and angelic singing. You are invited to a festal meal tonight, whoever you are and wherever you are on your journey. Come to this table and experience the mystery of Christ's presence in the sharing of the bread and the wine. And may your Christmas be the very best sort of humbug, different and delightful, through and through. Amen.